We're checking in on Milwaukee's search for a new police chief on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The Fire and Police Commission said its goal was to name a chief by tomorrow. Final candidate public forum was held 11 days ago. The new chief will take over at a time of tragic violence, a year of record-high homicides in a department that must address systemic racism and bias in policing. Have you been following the search for a new police chief? Which one of the three finalists should get the job? What are the most pressing issues facing Milwaukee's police force? It's 800-642-1234. Elliot Hughes covers crime, public safety, and breaking news in Milwaukee and the surrounding area for the Journal Sentinel. Elliot, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Any indication how close we are to learning who the next chief will be?
Yeah, the Fire and Police Commission has a meeting set for tomorrow evening. They have an executive session at 4:30 where they are expected to hold a vote on the next chief, and then they have an open session scheduled at 5:30 where they are expected to make the announcement.
Is this an attractive job? How many people applied for it? What was this run-up like?
There were about 12 people who applied for it. It did attract quite an array of candidates, some traditional, some not traditional. And the Fire Police Commission did open a nationwide search here, which is not something that every police department in America does. And it's also not something that really a lot of residents here were in the mood for. After the tenure of Edward Flynn concluded in 2018, there are a lot of people who were more in the mood for homegrown talent after that. Flynn was the department's second outside hire, and now the FPC has identified three finalists. They're all outside candidates, so it appears that they'll make their third outside hire in the department's history tomorrow.
Yeah, outside candidates, meaning not only not from Milwaukee, not living here in Wisconsin. Some do have connections to Wisconsin, but this is definitely outside the city of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. So they've identified three candidates. The one with the most connections here is Hoyt Mahaley. He's a FBI supervisory special agent who's done a lot of work in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. He actually grew up in Milwaukee, spent most of the first 30 years of his life here, and got to start with the Milwaukee Police Department, but only spent about 5 years there.
Okay.
And then there's also Chris Davis. He's a deputy chief with the Portland, Oregon Police Bureau. He's a guy who's described himself as a progressive police leader, and he comes from an agency that dealt with a lot of pretty intense civil unrest this past summer. He has some family in Wisconsin. He's a native of Ohio. And then there's also Malik Aziz. He's a major with the Dallas Police Department. He doesn't seem to have any connections to the area. He's someone who's been attached to quite a few police chief openings across the country this year and in years past. He's someone who's really touted his community engagement efforts. And so back to Mahaley, even though he's someone who might lack the experience of leading, 1,600 sworn officers and a budget in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The fact that he's a native here, I think a lot of people do put a lot of stock in that. It makes it easier for them to trust someone like that.
Elliot, what was it like to participate in those online community forums where the public was able to ask questions to these finalists?
It was pretty nice. They held two public forums. They were each 3 hours long, and they let the public ask questions. A lot of them were about a lot of the questions were about what is each candidate going to do to involve the community in its policing efforts. Under the former chief Alfonso Morales, there are a lot of people who thought that the department kind of drifted from a community-oriented policing approach. And so there are a lot of people in Milwaukee, from City Hall down to, your average resident, who are very eager to see a chief who will invite the community into its process, and do things that way.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Elliot Hughes, who covers crime and public safety for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's giving us an update on Milwaukee's search for a new police chief, where that search is at. You can join in. Are you a resident of Milwaukee? What changes do you hope a new police chief can bring to the city? Have you been following the search? What of the three finalists stands out to you? Which one of the three finalists would stand out and you think would make the right selection here? 800-642-1234. Elliot, this has been just a crushing year, a record 172 homicides this year. Your Journal Sentinel keeps very close tabs on violent crime. What did the finalists say about their approach to limiting this violent crime?
Mm-hmm. It is something I asked all three candidates about. Mahaley and Aziz had pretty similar answers. They kind of stressed the need to get the help from other stakeholders. They framed it as an issue correctly that police can't handle all by themselves. They stressed the need to, talk to social workers, domestic violence professionals, religious leaders, and that kind of thing. For Davis, it was one of the few times where he focused his answer on investigative options. He did acknowledge that, domestic violence, which has been a major factor in the homicide rate this year in Milwaukee, he acknowledged that's a public health issue and it requires a lot of education and outreach. But he said that, solving gun violence may require a more labor-intensive investigative approach here, like throwing more resources at every shots fired incident, in order to piece together evidence against repeat offenders.
Chris Davis, the candidate from Portland. I want to ask you, too, what did you see in their approaches to drug violence and how they would approach drugs?
Yeah, each of them kind of de-emphasized and kind of backed away from, the traditional war on drugs approach, which is a pretty aggressive approach to dealing with the situation. It's very arrest heavy approach. They all said that, when it comes to addiction, that's a public health issue. That's something that public health officials need to be involved with. But they all said that there's still a place for the criminal justice system when it comes to people who are selling these drugs and profiting off of people's addiction.
What stood out to you during these interviews? How did the candidates distinguish themselves from one another?
Well, with Mahaley, he's been kind of pushing his local and federal connections. As a native here, he's been trying to get it across that he's familiar with a lot of the people that he would need to work with already. And he's expressed the fact that, as someone who's worked in the federal government, he has the connections that can get Milwaukee additional grant funding for more police officers and that kind of thing. Davis, on the other hand, he's portrayed himself as kind of a progressive police leader from a progressive police department. Described a lot of programs in Portland that have worked that he could bring here in Milwaukee. And then Aziz is someone who has really touted his community engagement efforts. He wants to bring, an athletics league, a police-sponsored youth athletics league here in Milwaukee. He wants to engage youth and change people's behaviors that way.
Elliot Hughes is a crime and public safety reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're looking at who will be the next police chief for the city. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're discussing three finalists who are vying to be Milwaukee's next police chief in a challenging time for policing in America and no doubt a challenging time for policing in Milwaukee. The ACLU of Wisconsin wants the next chief to take on systemic racism and police brutality. What is job number one for the new chief? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Elliot Hughes reports on crime and public safety, and he's our guide. So, Elliot, you know, Milwaukee has been in a really tumultuous year with the protests over police brutality and racial profiling, stop and frisk policies over the years. What are community members wanting in a new chief to be able to reckon with what has happened in the past?
So as you alluded to, I mean, this chief is going to be operating in a post-George Floyd era. And so there's renewed emphasis to see a police department that is really stressing community relations above all. I think that is the chief concern among residents here. There are a lot of people who thought that the department strayed from that approach under the former chief, Alfonso Morales. So they want to be involved more in violence prevention efforts with the police department. But then there's also quite a bit of reform that I think people are hoping for. They want to see a department that is training officers to answer tense situations with de-escalation techniques rather than uses of force. Excuse me. They also want to see improved compliance with a court-mandated reform of the department's stop and frisk practices, which has been shown to disproportionately affect people of color. I think they also want to at least see some open-mindedness about just doing some contemporary police services differently. People want to see, they're interested in seeing the police department demilitarize some of its equipment, or perhaps allowing, non-sworn, unarmed individuals to respond to certain incidents, such as, like a fender bender or a mental health crisis.
Let's step back for a moment and look at the hiring body here, the Fire and Police Commission. They were accused by the department of violating the law. Two commissioners and its executive director all resigned in the middle of the search. What is happening with the commission at the commission level?
Yeah, it's been a really turbulent year for them. First of all, they have long suffered from chronic staff shortages. The way the commission is set up is there's usually seven voting members and then a staff of about 25 people to help them. And as of early November, they've had about 12 vacancies on a staff that should be about 25 people. And as you said, right now, they're missing their executive director. So throughout the year, they've struggled to complete some routine tasks and they've not gotten along at times. And so this process of finding a new chief began with a very controversial move to demote the former chief, Alfonso Morales, from chief to captain, which led to his retirement. He's since sued the city, and the city has even admitted that it didn't give Morales due process. But then even since then, there's been some continued drama. The commission at first announced the candidates would be interviewed exclusively in public formats. But then kind of at the last minute, they decided that they would add an additional round of interviews, which would be done privately with the commission away from public view. And they openly argued with each other when they made that decision. And the whole spectacle, it was such a bad look that it drew the concern of not just the mayor, but the entire 15-person common council here.
Not to mention that the people applying for this job and the finalists are watching all of this conflict as well.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, how they feel about it specifically, I don't know. I'm sure they're not willing to be brutally honest about it before being offered a job.
Yeah. These are their bosses after all.
Yeah. But it's bad timing when you're trying to court a new police chief that an entire city is pinning a lot of hopes on.
We're talking with Elliot Hughes, a crime and public safety reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, explaining developments in the process of hiring the next Milwaukee police chief. You can join in. Are you worried about potential cuts to the Milwaukee Police Department? How should the new chief deal with those cuts? Do you think that the search for a new chief is being rushed and needs to be delayed, as several Milwaukee elders have asked. 800-642-1234. Elliot, early last month, 7 Milwaukee Common Council members asked the commission to delay the search for a new chief. What was behind their concern?
A lot of that was fueled by the staff shortages that they've experienced so much. There's usually about 25 people there's 25 staff members who support the 7 voting members, and they're led by an executive director. And as of early November, they have had 12 vacancies, including that executive director position. And so because of that, there were seven common council members who wrote a letter very publicly asking the commission to delay this process because, all year long, they've kind of struggled to complete these routine tasks. And so these council members thought, now is not the right time to push forward with such a monumental decision as picking the next police chief. But the Fire and Police Commission politely declined that request. They saw no reason to delay, and they seem to be ready to select a name tomorrow.
You must be also watching that the Common Council approved a budget that will cut 120 police officers through attrition by the end of next year. What does that mean in terms of staffing for the next chief?
Yeah, it'll make things difficult. It's a lot of people don't like to hear that police officers, that those positions are being cut. And so it's going to put a lot of stress on the chief to either find new efficiencies with their patrol or to find more grant funding to fund more officers.
Is there more grant funding out there to be had?
Well, there's been a lot of back and forth debate about one specific grant in Milwaukee to fund an additional 30 officers. But it comes with various requirements with cooperating with federal agents. And that's drawn a lot of concern from common council members here. And so this has been a grant that Milwaukee has been approved to receive, but the city is reluctant to accept it because they feel like they need to vet these requirements with cooperating with federal officials a little bit more.
With all of the problems that have embroiled the commission this year, is there confidence? Do you sense there's confidence that the commission can make a good hiring decision?
I think there still is. I think a lot of people are worried, though, especially when they see when the interviews were about to begin, the Fire Police Commission was erupting in arguments with each other, and they were altering the selection process that they had laid out a month before. And I think that did shake the confidence of a lot of people. It certainly did with the Common Council. It really drew concern from them. But at the end of the day, they realize that these are three candidates who are qualified to take up the position, and they realize that this is an opportunity to start anew in Milwaukee. And I think there are a lot of people here who are eager to sincerely work with this new police chief and make things better here. And I think people welcome that opportunity.
Do we know any of the timeline in terms of when a new chief would be on the job? Or does that just vary from one candidate to the next?
I think that'll vary. Neither candidate has discussed publicly how soon they could take up the role.
Uh-huh.
The acting police chief right now, Michael Brunson, he plans to retire as soon as one can be installed. So I'm sure it will happen fairly quickly.
Elliot, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Elliot Hughes is a crime and public safety reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up, we talk with an employee from Kroger and a grocery union representative about what it's been like in supermarkets during the pandemic and what protections these essential workers are seeking nearly 9 months into the pandemic. Do you work in a grocery store? What would you like to add and say about what it is like to be on the front lines? 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.